Years ago, Mother Teresa was speaking to one of the bishops in India about the overwhelming amount of work they were doing. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. The bishop said, "I'm so busy that I hardly have time to pray." Mother Teresa replied, "If you're too busy to pray, you're too busy." We all wish we had more time to pray. Ask 100 Christians if they would like more prayer time, and most would answer yes. But most would say that a robust prayer life is difficult. Getting up early, getting the kids off to school, an 8-hour job, dinner to prepare, homework, getting the kids off to bed, then crash. It's exhausting. Where do you find even an extra minute for a prayer life? In Philippians 4:6, we're asked to have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Making requests known to God doesn't really take that much time. A petition while driving, sitting at your desk, or waiting for a stoplight. Jesus, look after my wife today as she travels for business. Lord, be with me today as I interview for this needed job. God, calm Bill as he goes into surgery and guide the surgeon's hands. Now, that wasn't difficult, was it? And if we do this, Philippians 4:7 continues, "And then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." When St. Paul tells us to pray without ceasing, he didn't mean that we should be hands folded, head bowed, and on our knees all day. He's talking about an attitude of inclusion, where God is with us in our thoughts throughout the day. It's an awareness that God is with us wherever we go, and it is there for us whenever we worried, are anxious, or discouraged. We can always turn to prayer. Even when things are going well and we feel happy, a quick prayer of thanksgiving will keep the Lord close. Prayer is the oxygen of the soul, Padre Pio says. Here are a few tips on improving your prayer life that have worked for me. They, by no means, are the definitive list, but they might help you start. First, pray at the same time every day. It's important, so I make an appointment with God. I even write it in my calendar as I would any other appointment. For me, that's the first thing in the morning right after I wake up. And then again, in the car on my way to work. And then throughout the day, short prayers of petition and thanksgiving. Two, pray out loud. It may sound weird, but when I'm praying the chaplet in my car, I pray out loud or even sing along to the version I have on a compact disc. And thank God I'm alone. Three, start your prayer list. People every day ask me to pray for them, so I have a list on my nightstand and have an app on my iPad called Prayer Chain that I use to keep my list. I am never at a loss as to who to pray for, because there's always someone I know in need of prayer. Number four, redeem time for prayer. Redeem a little time. Let's face it, we all waste time. Replace that road rage time with prayer time, or that extra life on Candy Crush with a few quiet moments in prayer. And number five, listen. Make sure to allow some quiet time just to listen. Allow God to speak to your heart. Mother Teresa said, "The fruit of prayer is a deepening of faith, and the fruit of faith is love, and the fruit of love is service." Let's make an effort to improve our prayer lives and be aware that God is with us wherever we go, and then see the results in our lives. This is Tony Agnese.